Exit by Death.
I guess I'm considered a Unitarian versus the more, how to say, normal ones, Trinitarians, where they believe God is three person in one. Personally, it doesn't make at all sense to me. Anyway, it does make sense. I mean, Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost or Holy Breath, but I use Holy Ruach HaKodesh. I guess we could see as God's part of God's wisdom or energy or light or guidance, perhaps. I don't think Holy Ruach HaKodesh is a person per se, like an actual separate person. But really, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But I don't believe personally that Yehoshua or Yeshua, that most people call Jesus, I don't believe he is Yahweh, God. I use Yahweh, his name. Blessed be his holy name. So I don't think they are the same person. Yeshua clearly says he is the Son. There's a lot of verses where it's reaffirmed that he is the Son and he does the will of the Father. But I don't understand why people say that he is God himself. It doesn't make sense to me, no matter how I think of it or try to understand it. God doesn't sit on his own right side of self. I mean, isn't Yeshua sitting on the right side of God's throne? So how can God sit on the right side of himself? Just here, it doesn't make any sense. And I think I was watching a podcast on YouTube that was interesting. He was reading the Greek texts and where Yeshua says, before, I think, Abraham, he was, something like that. By the way, I'm paraphrasing. I'm no Bible expert or anything like that, and my memory isn't the best. So no offense to God and Yeshua or Holy Ruach HaKodesh or Trinitarians or other Christians. No offense, I'm just talking my own thing here, my own belief. So I think the podcast was saying, what Yeshua means is his name was there before, not himself. But again, I don't know. It's very unclear. Everything is very unclear. And then there are these verses that are translated wrongly and stuff added to the Bible that was actually never in the original Greek texts. Just that is just so strange. And the stuff that's added is kind of sort of more supporting the Trinitarian view, which makes me even more doubt the Trinitarian view, because you can't just add stuff to the Bible just because you feel like it. That doesn't make sense to me. The original text should remain. Don't touch it. Even the translations are really difficult to find a good translation. I use ISR Bible myself. It's called Institute for Bible Research, something like that. See, I'm so bad in memory. My memory is so bad, I don't even remember the exact name of the Bible I use. But this Bible uses original names as Yahweh and Yeshua. So it makes me feel comfortable reading it, more comfortable than where they remove his name and using the Lord. The Lord is a title and it's very confusing. Like in Exodus, Exodus Yahweh says, I am Yahweh, for example, again paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact wording. He isn't saying I am Lord or something like that. He specifically says his name. And he's very big on that, as far as I can understand. He's big on his name. It's his character. It's his identity as God. It's God's name, Yahweh. We must not forget Yahweh. And I researched how to even pronounce Yahweh. And it's difficult. Some people say Yahuwah, and stuff like that. I don't think it's correct. As far as I understand, it seems Yahweh is the most probable version. So I use that one. But the Yehovah that they use is actually a misunderstanding, an error. It's kind of sort of a nonsense made up word in a way, because, and you can research this yourselves. In the original text, they used the word Adonai, the vowels of it, I think it's called the vowels, they put them mixed up with Yahweh, with the tetragrammaton. This is to remind the reader that they should not use or pronounce Yahweh, that they should use Adonai instead. And it seems like English-speaking people read that and they, by mistake, say Yehovah, and that's a mistake. That's not even a word. It's just a guidance for the reader to not say the word. You're not supposed to mix Adonai with the tetragrammaton and make up your own word. That's just very, very not right, in my opinion. As far as I can tell, this is what happens when you read texts wrong and then you get things wrong. Either way, I don't believe Yeshua is God himself, but he's Son of God. Of course, he is given authority and powers, and he was raised from the dead by Father, by God. God forgive me. I don't even know if Yahweh is my Father. I mean, I call him my Father, but you know, I am a sinner. You have to be very pure, I guess. I mean, I can't compare myself to Yehoshua. I mean, his actual son. So, I mean, he is our Father, prayfully. I would like him to be, but I'm like, I am in no way worthy of him being my Father, because I don't honestly know if he would accept me. I'm a sinner, as all people, I guess. I have problems, and I struggle with flesh, sins of the flesh, I guess, and sins of the mind. Ooh, that's a big subject in and of itself. I mean, we all have these struggles, and yeah. So I guess I'm a Unitarian in a way. I'm not Trinitarian at all. But also, I think Unitarians are kind of big too. I mean, there are many of them. And in Matthew, it is said that, again paraphrasing, that the path to life is narrow and few find it, few find it. That's the key word here, few find it. So I'm not sure if actually I'm anywhere close to that path to life. So I'm trying, I'm seeking, I'm trying to understand, but I'm nothing, I'm no one. I'm not a prophet, I don't know anything. Just a sinner, definitely not an alien. No. I am right from this place. I did not land here with a spaceship, crashed, took a wrong turn and all that. Kind of weird, huh? Yeah. No, yes, sure. Anyway, yeah, I'm fully human, I think, maybe. Actually, a real alien would say that, oh, believe me, I'm a human. And he would have problem with human languages, just as I have. I don't actually know what my language is. I speak several, and none of them I speak good. So it's confusing. It's difficult talking as a human, I guess. Thinking is much faster. I guess I'm used to telepathy or something like that. So back to my main subject. Yeah, I'm probably a Unitarian at this point. But also, I'm a, how maybe I will make up a new word here, Namitarian, which means I'm very big on names. I think names are important. So I was talking to a Unitarian on X, formerly known as Twitter, and I was telling him he uses Yahweh, but he doesn't use Yahushua or Yeshua. He uses Jesus. And I said, how come you use Yahweh, but you don't use Yeshua or Yahushua? He said, but it shocks people or something like that to see a new word they'd never seen before or understood. And I disagree with him because, in a sense, in a way, he's doing the same that they did in the Bible translation. They removed the word God for their reasons. Oh, it's too important, too sacred to use Yahweh. It is sacred and most important, but you shouldn't remove it. Who are you to remove his name? It's him who decides. So I think this is a similar situation. Just because the word is, oh my God, they didn't hear it before, they will freak out, they will panic. So what? Then let them go. I mean, are you looking to be popular or get followers, or are you looking to speak your truth? I speak my truth. And obviously I got like 8 followers. God knows if they are even real. Actually, yeah, one of them definitely is real. I talked to him personally on live spaces, so that's fine. So I guess I maybe have at least one follower. So yeah, I don't think we should hide the names. That's strange to me. But I do have another podcast about the name, so I'm not going to repeat that one again. So back to my thing. I'm a Unitarian, I guess, and a Namitarian, something like that. But actually, I don't know a lot about Unitarians. So far, I'm just saying, yeah, I'm a Unitarian in a way because I believe God is one. But maybe Unitarians have things that I won't agree with either. So I don't actually know much about them. I have not researched it. It's kind of new for me. But so far, at least in that subject, in this point, on this point, they are, I agree with them. It's a very messy podcast, I guess, because I'm walking outside. Hopefully the microphone will not pick up a lot of wind this time. I don't know if my voice is clear enough, actually. But my podcasts are not even some kind of professional podcast. I'm like a friend, you know, talking, keeping you company. That's more of a radio talk show, I guess. It's not a podcast per se. Like officially, I'm going to talk about this subject or that subject. I just talk. If you're lonely or alone or bored or just looking for trouble, tune in, listen to me, and yeah, waste your time with me, together with me. And please reply to me on X. Message me. It's okay, you're all welcome. And if you want to do a live spaces together with voice, I'm up for it. If you have a discussion or you want to argue with me about something, that's fine too. So anyway, that's it for this episode, I guess, which I will call it, I'm a Unitarian for now. Thank you and goodbye.